you're not speaking against Trump. Dusty, you'd be telling the truth.
That's CNN host Chris Cuomo on Monday night, claiming that South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson backed out of the show after being told he would be asked about the results of the presidential election. On November 23rd, Representative Johnson tweeted that he supports President Trump's right to make his case in the courts. He went on to say those efforts have not been successful, and it's time for the administration to begin the transition process. In mid-November, Republican Senator John Thune said he believes Biden should have access to classified intelligence. He says that's important from a national security standpoint. Senator Mike Rounds echoed that sentiment. John Schaaf is a political scientist with Northern State University. He says they've all acknowledged Biden's victory, but without saying it outright.
Clearly what's going on there is obviously it's politics. For good or for ill, the Trump team has made a point of still disputing the outcome of the election. And as a Republican, there is obviously a price to pay if one strays too far away from Donald Trump. So you can stray away. There's a matter of how far can you stray away.
Schaaf says that allows for plausible deniability. Schaaf says Democrats did similar things following the 2000 and 2004 elections of George W. Bush. He also points to the 2016 election and the hashtag NotMyPresident. On Monday, December 14th, presidential electors will cast their votes for the Electoral College. According to the Associated Press, Joe Biden will receive 306 votes. Donald Trump will receive 232. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.